healthy-looking skin. With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
It's 6:58 coming on after CNN News at the top of the hour, keeping it real with Will and Willie, Will Durst, Willie Brown, Paul Wells. Guys, happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you, Juju. What's going on? This is Willie Brown.
My eyeballs are burned from laying out at Dolores Park all weekend.
Oh, my. What were you doing?
I was just hanging out. I totally lost track of time, and literally, I think my eyeballs are burned.
So you kind of seared yourself?
I did. I'm a lobster.
Watch when you use that word, lobster.
Well, we're on for Monday morning, and it's always jump-starting Paul and, you know, igniting Will. I start automatically. No cranking here.
Oh, no, I needed a heavy crank. I needed a turnover this morning.
Yeah, well, it's a beautiful morning, and we're ready to roll.
What are we doing today, Paul?
We have Congressman Benny Thompson is coming in as a guest. We'll hear from him.
Homeland Security Specialist.
And FEMA, as a matter of fact.
They're talking to us from D.C.
Mm-hmm. Rose Aguilar, Red State Road Trip herself, will be here. She's got some issues on her mind that have to do with women and the road trip stalker.
All right, guys.
We'll hear about that.
Look forward to it. That's the Progressive News Hour for today. More news, downloadable audio, 24/7 at quakeradio.com. This is KQKE Oakland, San Francisco. 7 o'clock on 960, The Quake.
CNN Radio, moments ago at the White House, nominating General Michael Hayden to run the CIA. CNN's Dick Giuliano reports live from Washington. Hayden now faces a Senate confirmation.
President Bush is turning to Deputy National Intelligence Director Michael Hayden to lead the CIA, the president declaring Hayden is very well qualified.
Mike Hayden is supremely qualified for this position.
But the boo birds have already... House Intelligence Committee Republican Chair Peter Hoekstra says it's wrong to name a military officer to head the civilian CIA.
Sends the wrong signal. I'm not sure he can adapt. He is a distinguished guy, but he spent a career in the military.
Hayden also has supporters who see him as a seasoned and talented intelligent.
British Prime Minister Tony Blair says Tehran will not be nuked.
I don't know anybody who's even talked or contemplated the prospect of a nuclear strike in Iran, and that would be absolutely absurd.
Iran's president has written President Bush a letter suggesting ways to work out their differences. It's the first letter from an Iranian leader to a president of the United States in 27 years. Looking for the least expensive gas in the country? Go to Cheyenne, Wyoming. The most expensive is in San Diego, according to the latest Lundberg survey. It says prices are up an average of 4 cents a gallon nationwide over the last 2 weeks. I-95 is closed this morning near New Smyrna Beach, Florida, because of a wildfire. Shannon Lewis with the Florida Division of Forestry says more than 100 firefighters are battling the blaze.
There has been one injury that was yesterday evening. One New Smyrna Beach firefighter suffered minor injuries from smoke inhalation and is in stable condition.
About 1,000 people have been evacuated. A not guilty ruling from a judge in South Africa in the rape case against former Deputy President Jacob Zuma. He had been accused of raping an HIV positive family friend. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio.
Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into movies, sports, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV or watch one show while recording another. For more information on Comcast's great broadband products, including high-speed internet, call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net. Great television experiences are always ready for you with Comcast. With the convenience of on-demand, crystal-clear high-definition, and all the best movies, sports, and kid shows, it's Comcastic. Call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.net for more information.
Face it, you've got less than perfect credit, which makes getting a new computer almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is too busy looking at your history, your credit history. At Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. That's right. We believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call Blue Hippo today, and before you know it, a brand new PC will be delivered right to your door. But hurry. For a limited time, we'll throw in a free, brand new 20-inch flat panel TV with built-in tuner and speakers. It's ultra-thin, so you can hang it on a wall. And we'll include a free color printer. It's all yours, free, when you call and order now. All credit is accepted, so you will not be turned down. Call 1-800-997-5507. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. Call 1-800-997-5507. That's 1-800-997-5507.
960, The Quake. Like a three-alarm fireside chat.
Here's a Quake traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
4 minutes past 7 o'clock, this report brought to you by the Hyundai Challenge. We'll start out around Hercules, four-car accident that was blocking the left lane there, westbound 80, before Willow Avenue has been cleared over to the right-hand shoulder. But the right lane is closed to Pinole Valley Road because of the landslide a couple of weeks ago. All this adding to a mess over around Hercules. You can use alternate routes. 680 south to 24. Sick alert still westbound 80 between Tennessee and Pinole Valley Road. In fact, another lane closed there because of the landslide, as I said. Antioch, westbound Highway 4 in pockets from Hillcrest all the way to Railroad Avenue. You're going to find it stop and go at this hour. Metering lights are on. Tolls backed up nearing Grand. Upper deck of the Bay Bridge sluggish from Treasure Island into the city. Home of the Hyundai Challenge, a battle for the best in car safety space and savings. Go in for a test drive today and see how they measure up. But hurry, because the best deals of the Hyundai Challenge are going on now through May 1st only at your Hyundai dealer. I'm Andy Jordan. Keeping it real with Will and Willie is on now here on 960 The Quake.
And live from the Hotel Vitale at the corner of Mission and Embarcadero, I'm Paul Wells here with Willie Brown and Will Durston. Good morning.
Good morning. And is Andy Jordan any relationship to Michael Jordan?
Twins of different mothers.
Twins of different mothers.
Just like you and Will.
I see. So he's more like Frank Jordan, huh?
I think closer to Frank than
closer
than
to
Michael,
Frank
yeah.
than Michael. He has a no jump shot. He'll get even with us on the next time around.
Mm-hmm. He's good underneath the boards, but he can't hit the three.
Yeah, so absolutely.
President Bush has nominated a man he considers supremely qualified.
Air Force General Michael Hayden has been designated as the next head of the spook organization called the CIA, not the NAACP.
Ow! Ow! I'm glad you told that joke.
Yes.
I'd be able to get away with it.
You'd be in real trouble.
Yeah. And this Hayden guy is kind of scary. He's the guy who was in charge of the NSA secret wiretap program, and when asked by the press about the Fourth Amendment, where the Fourth Amendment says no unreasonable searches, he said, well, I'm not sure that's in the Fourth Amendment. He didn't know the wording of the Fourth Amendment.
Well, he got very smooth confirmation for his current position. However, it looks like Republicans are out of the box on this one early. They are the ones who question whether or not at this time a person who is military should be head in the CIA, and this guy is only military. This guy is Air Force General, maybe one of the highest ranked ever, four-star Air Force General. Had some, I think, some time in Vietnam, and 61 years old. He's been part of almost everything we've done from intelligence standpoint. He is currently the NSA Deputy Director of intelligence, second in command. So it will be simply consolidation of those two agencies, which is not a good thing.
Now, Negroponte is the guy in charge of the whole intelligence community right
now.
That
is correct.
Because they brought him under an umbrella organization, which is kind of
a created organization.
Right.
As a result of 9/11, the argument was that these people didn't talk to each other. And if you see the movie United 93, not only did they not talk to each other, when they do talk to each other, they give them bad directions. If you remember, the military aircraft that was supposed to go up and check these things out, the guys in the military aircraft went out to sea, not
in.
The
wrong way. Yeah,
they went the wrong way. I said, well, that's our normal method of scrambling. Well, turn them around. By the time they turned them around, they were 100 miles away from anything having to do with.
And they couldn't get any rules of engagement. Nobody knew what was going on.
Couldn't find the president or the vice president. And so I think the most telling part of that film was not so much what happened on 93 itself, but the incredible chaos that was created, because 93 never should have left the ground. The tower, the first tower, had already been struck before 93 left the ground. Now, if you something happens like that, it seems to me the rule should have been instantly every aircraft hold in place, not unlike fog, not unlike anything else.
Not after the first one. No one knew what happened with the first one. It was when the second one hit that we realized that it was
they knew that there was something wrong out there because there were too many planes.
But they thought it was a light plane. They didn't know if it was a big plane or a light plane.
The one guy in the movie did. He thought it was some. He said, hey, that plane came in from a direction that ordinary airplanes wouldn't come from. That's got to be the one we're looking for. That's got to be. It dropped out of sight. With that, instantly, there should have been an immediate alert to every aircraft in the area, an alert to everybody on the ground. And instantly, if you were on the ground, there ain't any reason why you should take off. I know that if when I come up from Los Angeles now, and before 9/11, if they couldn't land in San Francisco, I was never allowed to take off until they could guarantee landing.
You were hanging on the floor of the tarmac, yeah.
You just stuck out there. Right. I mean, it was terrible.
Sometimes you would leave the gate and just hang out. Remember that happened with that Northwest flight in Detroit, and they were on the ground for like 8 hours or something, and the bathrooms backed up, and it was winter, and it was a horrible thing?
I was on the ground once in Newark that way, and we stayed out there so long, they had to turn around and go back to the gate and get some more gas. They were burning too much fuel sitting out there on the runway.
We did that one time, and we had been out for so long that the food went bad, and they weren't able to serve the food. Even though they had it on board, there was a certain time period where the food can only be warmed up for a certain, and they had gone past that. We were on a cross-country flight, and they couldn't serve any of the meals.
How can airplane food
go bad.
How do you determine?
It doesn't have anywhere to go.
How do you determine that airplane food has gone bad?
It's how can you tell when blue cheese goes bad?
That's right.
It's blue and it smells.
Yeah, it already has the odor. It looks moldy. That's what blue cheese happens to be.
Do you think Hayden's going to get through?
I think he will. I don't think
he will.
Oh, I don't think the Congress has. I don't think the U.S. Senate, and you've only heard from the House, you've not heard from the Senate yet. I think Spector will have some serious questions. But Spector's notorious for disappointing me. He's always out there.
Yeah, he talks a great game.
That's right.
We're going to look into this. We're going to have investigations.
Man, he goes right into the tunnel the minute the heat comes.
Yeah.
The vote comes, he disappears. And so I don't like guys that like that. I think, if you think this guy is bad, you ought to cool it. And then when Dianne Feinstein says yesterday, well, I have some serious reservations. Serious reservations. And then Nancy Pelosi said yesterday she would not use the Hayden nomination for purposes of developing dialogue on the wiretap, i.e. take him on just for wiretapping. What are you talking about? Here's a guy. Who else are you going to take on? Alberto Gonzalez? You've already approved him.
Spector said he might use this confirmation hearing to find out more about the wiretap
situation. There is no question he will, but he won't be satisfied.
Again, I'm afraid that he's going to disappoint you. That he's going to say he's going to ask two questions. Well, he answered my questions fully and with candor.
And
then nothing.
That's right. And that's the way it's going to be. And so, yes, The agency is going to be consolidated. Poor Porter got sacked. He didn't resign. He got fired.
Now, there's rumors that there might be something to do with hookers involved with Porter Goss, that there was a lobbyist who had monthly poker parties, and at the monthly poker parties, young ladies who were provided at the poker party to add a little bit of decolletage and perhaps some...
And the number two guy with Porter said that he was a regular attendee at these poker parties. He was also a co-investor with this guy in some other things, and that none of this had anything to do with his job at the agency. But since Porter was leaving, he too was taking the powder. He's leaving. And, of course, you know that it's part of the scandal.
Hookers. Hookers in the White House. I love this.
You remember when Fannie went in, didn't she go into the Potomac?
Oh, who was it? Fannie Fox?
Wilbur Mills, wasn't it?
Wilbur Mills, and they were pedaling around on one of those little floating things that you pedal, you know.
See what little garbage minds keep.
960, the quake.
Why would you know about
it's
hookers?
It's amazing what intellectual platelets stick to your cranium.
On progressive radio.
Later on, we'll go further into this subject with Big Ed Schultz when he joins us, as he always does.
Don't about Michael Hayden's today?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you see the ferry that crashed into Pier 43 over the weekend?
Yeah.
That was amazing. It left Pier 41
and hit Pier 43.
Into 43.
Short trip. You're talking about direction. You'd think there was a Kennedy driving it? Oh, how politically correct.
So
proud. Mm-hmm.
We'll get emails on that one, will
the
we?
Captain knew that there was something wrong. I don't know with the steering. I don't know with the propulsion. I don't know what. He knew there was something wrong.
But, you know, it hit it at a good rate of speed, though.
It must have, for all those people to get hurt by a sudden stop like that. I mean, he yelled over the public address system, hang on, hang on, hang on. You imagine hearing that? You're at a ferry and la-di-da-da-da.
But hang on. What?
But you know, it must have been that the
power source got stuck or something. Because I don't think you can get up to that speed from 41 to 43 that quickly. That's right out of the box.
Yeah.
And you know, that's almost as quickly as Barry Bonds' 713th home run that hit the top of the advertising plate on the second deck yesterday.
Todd and I were talking about this earlier, mm-hmm. and they said that it was 450 feet. 450 feet! That thing would have gone 600 if that McDonald's sign had been there.
Had not hit the sign. Yeah. And then, keep in mind, that was the first one this year that was to right field. All
well,
of his
right.
home runs have either been the center or the left, which was strange because he hasn't hit to the left. This one is
a typical, prototypical
on
Barry
the way
Bonds.
To Macaulay Cove. No question. It was on his way to the drink.
Yeah, I think Tony said it was 450 feet. That thing was 450 feet high.
And still rising.
Yeah.
It had not started to fall when it. He really launched it, and which means that he's ready. He's now batting
at home.
He's batting 262, you know, which is up by almost 30 points from my last report of his swing in the ball. And he's generating, obviously, more heat than ever. They were really nasty to him in Philly. But it didn't bother him at all. It didn't seem to bother
but
him.
The Giants
all.
Look like they are tired and old, and it's May. It's almost still April, and they're tired and they're old.
I feel like I feel. I understand it. I appreciate what they're going through.
Are you
going
to rejuvenate
it's
in
tough.
The summer?
What is it?
Are you going to rejuvenate in the summer?
I'm going to start taking steroids.
Anabolic steroids.
That's right. I'm going to get it together.
Hi, this is Willie Brown for steroids.
Push. I went on a sleep train yesterday, by the way. To check out the mattresses.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
How
yeah.
was it?
Oh, it's pretty cool.
Yeah,
pretty
they
cool.
Yeah. They get a good
one. A woman named Michelle that was a good person.
You know, we advertise them, so we're supposed to know all about them.
Not only
we're
that.
We're supposed to be sleeping on one.
Oh, I had to remind her. It's where are my two free pillows?
Oh, yeah?
You have sterling latex pillows.
Right under your back pocket.
That's right. That's right. Where are they? Where are they?
Instead of and use said, a gun, go to jail.
And then I challenged her. I said, no, I'm here at 1 o'clock. It's before 2
right.
comes to my house. Well, not on Sunday. I said, oh, that's not what the ads say. So she says, you're responsible for the ads. I'm not.
Searching out loopholes wherever he goes.
Do the ad, get a free pillow.
I spent a little bit of time over there. I had fun over there yesterday. And there are a lot
Which
of
one?
People over in Van Ness in California. You know, there are a lot of people that, I didn't know you go hang out in mattress stores. I've never heard of that before in my life. But there were people just cruising around in the mattress
store.
It's like
the fruit and vegetable section in that Safeway. Is that,
well, let's talk to
Marina Safeway.
Let's talk to Rose Aguilera about both the Marina Safeway and hanging out at Sleep Train.
Actually, we'll talk
well,
to her about
I think what you do is you
follow-up.
Go to Marina Safeway to get what you use. You carry those little pink bags. I mean, it's pretty cool.
718 and Rose Aguilar joins us in
sure.
the next segment, Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size. Her name is Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smash and Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories and you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Here's the phone number, 1-800-422-1271. The phone number for Right Size Smoothies, 1-800-422-1271. 1-800-422-1271.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beauty Rest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night.
Smell of garlic. And the sound. Listen to that garlic sizzling in the wok. Oh, nice. I can almost taste it. I love my job. I'm a chef at Panda Express. And I just can't get enough of all the smells, sounds, and sights of our Chinese kitchen. Right now, we're featuring our exciting garlic creations. Get into a Panda Express and experience them for yourself.
At the 2006 Wente Vineyards Concert Series, it's about more than just the music. Our wines go as well with your favorite artists as they do with a specially prepared menu. And the intimate setting among the hills and vineyards bring you so close to the stage, you can almost touch your favorite stars. Like Blues Traveler, Heart, Chris Isaac, and more. Click on the Wente logo in your online media player right now to order tickets. Or call 925-456-2424. That's 925-456-2424. Tickets also available at all Ticketmaster locations.
Business leaders, do you need help with tapping great talent, restructuring, or retraining your staff? Don't miss the Life After the Layoff business and networking event May 11th from 5:30 to 7:30. Enjoy food, prizes, and a valuable employment business toolkit. Most importantly, you'll be networking with Bay Area business leaders and locally elected officials. Space for this event is limited, so call now to reserve your seat at 650-802-6500 or go to lifeafterthelayoff.org. That's 650-802-6500 or log on to lifeafterthelayoff.org.
Been laid off or can't find your dream job? You hit the jackpot. Join Peninsula Works at the Life After the Layoff event, May 11th from 3:30 to 7:30. Meet the job squad for job counseling, info on hot jobs, prizes, and more. Call 650-802-6500 or lifeafterthelayoff.org.
From the capital of the left coast, San Francisco, we keep it real with Will and Willie, Monday through Friday from 7 to 10, right here on Progressive Talk Radio 960 The Quake. I'm Paul Wells with Willie Brown and Will Durst, and we're joined this Monday morning.
And you have 960 on your dial that you can depend on, in spite of that singer's comments. when he says, I ain't got nobody I can depend on.
Yeah, you can depend on us.
Absolutely. 960 The Quake every morning at 7 to 10. You get your information and your news.
Monday through Friday. And they can pick us up on Saturday. They can hear the best of from 9 to noon.
Now, welcome back, Rose Aguilar, who has been with us many times before and did the Red State Road Trip. And you're a writer for Alternate.
Right.
Good to see you again.
Good morning.
And her most significant position ever.
It's at the top of my resume.
Oh, good. She replaced
Willie Brown.
She replaced Will Durst.
It's at the top of my resume.
For a minute, she replaced Will Durst.
No. 6 hours.
6 long hours.
No, they fly by every morning.
No, that's true.
How
they do.
You say that?
They do. Getting up in the morning feels long.
Now, what's the deal with this Red State Stalker?
So Paul and I were talking over the weekend about what we're going to talk about today.
Oh, back up for a second. You and Paul are now on weekend.
We are, yes.
You want to tell the listeners? We don't sanction those kinds of close, unmonitored, unchaperoned contacts.
Well,
I trust that each of you kept it totally and completely focused on the truth.
We did, and we had brunch together over the telephone.
That's right. There should be no
pure show prep.
Then I have recommendations for the two of you.
Okay.
Leave the Marina Safeway and go straight to Sleep Train.
Well, we got on this interesting little chat about blogs, and what's so interesting when you have your own blog is that, of course, anyone can leave comments for you, but sometimes it can become a little creepy when people start leaving comments on everything you post. Now, when I was on my road trip to the so-called red states, I posted a lot of Q&As on my blog because the point was to give people a voice instead of just grabbing sound bites. So they're pretty lengthy, and I got a lot of hits, especially when I interviewed women who get their news from the Bible, for example. Well, someone, I think from Salt Lake City, Utah, found the blog. And it's this fairly conservative guy, and every time I post something on my blog, within an hour, he comments on it. So it raises a lot of questions about how people can find you online and whether or not you should be concerned about this kind of thing.
Maybe he was assigned to you.
From?
I don't know.
Michael Hayden.
Yeah. That's right.
CIA director, yeah.
But, it gives you a few, you start to have various thoughts about what's possible. And so then you search for yourself. And I recommend everyone go to google.com and search for your own name. And it's frightening what comes up.
Has he identified himself yet to you?
No. He was anonymous in the beginning, and I said, if you're going to criticize me, because we started fighting, and it was kind of fun to fight with someone who has different beliefs than you, especially when you live in a bubble of San Francisco. And I said, it'd be nice to get your name. And so he just uses a first name. But every time I post something, he always responds.
And argues and tries to counterpoint.
Mm-hmm. It might be just a bored, conservative man.
You can't ignore it?
I can now, but in the beginning it was fun.
Well, let me tell you about encouraging.
No.
Misleading them. He thought for sure that you were a potential convert. Still thinks he looks at you as a convert, and he is going to go to work, a possible convert, and he's going to work on you. And you're going to become increasingly hesitant, which means we're going to lose the benefit of that incredible spontaneity.
No.
That creativity, which caused you to foolishly wander through the red states, identifying yourself as being from San Francisco.
Right, in
he now
van.
Knows you're from San Francisco.
Oh, he.
Because you don't
thing.
Make any bones about that.
Well, of course, and that's the thing. You, it's
you didn't
so
tell him
easy.
You work at the Quake, did you? Occasionally?
I don't think so.
Well, I don't want him coming in here being confused.
And he's from Utah? You're pretty sure
I'm pretty sure. Well, you can look at, where you get hits, and I get the most hits from Salt Lake City, Utah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
My, in a minute now.
But this raises, this has been a question for years, of course, privacy online. But in blogs, people tend to reveal so much personal information about themselves, which I don't do. I try not to do that. But it's very easy to find someone online. In fact, there are a lot of these databases, these credit information databases, and they have your address, your social security number. For as little as $50, you can find out a lot of information about someone. Now, what you can do is you have to send them by mail information saying, please you know, disregard all of my personal information. They don't let you email them because a lot of people are too lazy, of course. They wouldn't send something in the mail. But take a look. Later on, you should Google Willie's name, and I'm sure...
I Googled my name. That's a whole week's work.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, how many hits do you get when you Google your name?
Oh, it's unbelievable. You start with... You can 2,500 pages, nothing.
Now, do you just do Willie Brown or do you do Willie Lewis Brown?
No, you do Willie Brown.
And do it in quotes.
That's who I am.
Why quotes?
I'm just Willie
Brown.
What
will that do?
It just gives you, it won't give you all the junk that just has a Willie and a Brown in the article. It'll give you Willie Brown together.
Okay.
While Will One is name. Googling Willie, what else do you have, Rose?
Well,
I mean, talking about the Bush
587,000 hits for Willie Brown.
I'm telling you, it's outrageous.
Yeah, it's interesting.
I spent a lot of time doing those hits. I want to be the hit king of the world.
Correcting each and every one of them.
Well, the other story we wanted to talk about was the Boston Globe. I'm sure you guys talked about this. Back on April 30th, wrote a really good article about the fact that Bush has disobeyed 750 laws, including military regulations, affirmative action laws, whistleblower protections, basically saying, I don't really like what this law says, so I'm going to change it.
New York Times did a whole thing on it yesterday.
And so did the Chronicle.
Chronicle did a thing on it yesterday as well.
Right.
In fact, I think the Chronicle probably copied from the Times.
Well, they did because...
They were not separate and distinct.
Yeah, well, the Globe hooked up with a professor who did a lot of research to find out about this. And what I found really interesting was since that article, that's been a week now, only five papers, the Seattle Post, the Times, the Salem Statesman in Oregon, the Baltimore Sun, the Salt Lake Tribune, and the New York Sun, wrote opinion pieces about this, saying, you know, veto Schmido, Bush has never issued a veto since he's been in power.
Veto Schmido.
And they looked back at this Boston Globe article and said, according to the Globe, Bush has disobeyed 750 laws. He uses this thing called signing statements, in which he basically reinterprets the law. But don't you think over the course of a week, this story should have been in more than a handful of newspapers? I mean, I haven't been watching much TV, but I haven't heard it really in the mainstream.
And have you noticed there's not one of the politicians who are taking him on as a result of it?
Exactly.
You don't find John McCain. You don't find Russ Feingold. You don't find Dianne Feinstein. You don't find Joe Biden. You don't find Arlen Specter. You don't find any of the normal voices that react and say something about everything.
Right.
You don't find Tim Russeter. You don't find Wolf Blitzer. You don't find George. You don't find Bob Schieffer. You don't find even the people at NPR. Nobody is making a case out of what I think is the most outrageous abuse of executive authority in this nation, if not the history of this nation. This guy is literally operating as if he is the king, basing everything on national security.
Exactly. And we should cover this more in the history of how this abuse of power came to be and who was involved in the early days and how it's accelerated under George W. Bush's administration. Right now, Andy Jordan's in for John Scott with the news, weather, and traffic on 960 The Quake.
That's right, 7:31, we head to the Cron 4 Traffic Center, Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news. This report brought to you by Table 46. All right, here's what we're looking at this hour. Still major problems out around Hercules. Four-car accident earlier had the left lane blocked. Westbound 80 before Willow Avenue has been cleared to the right-hand shoulder. But add that to the landslide 2 weeks ago out around Pinole Valley Road, and it's just a mess out there. The right lane is closed at Pinole Valley Road. Because of that, you can use 680 south to 24 or 780 to southbound 680. San Francisco, bus versus a car, southbound 280 before Geneva Avenue. It's got the left lane blocked. Looks like part of the vehicle is slumped over. Emergency vehicles on the way to check out that scene. And checking BART, all BART trains are on time. Call Table for 6. Total adventures today and meet someone amazing this weekend. No one matches more friendly, good-looking singles than Table for 6. Find your happiness this weekend. Call today or visit tableforsix.com. It's your life. Live it. Here's what's happening on 960 The Quake. A broken water jet is the likely culprit of the crash of a passenger ferry into a pier at Fisherman's Wharf over the weekend. Spokeswoman for Baylink, the operator of the ferry, says preliminary tests indicate a mechanical failure on the jet control probably caused the captain to lose control and hit the pier. Wachovia, the nation's fourth largest bank, has announced that it has signed a $25 billion agreement to acquire one of the last independent banks, Oakland based Golden West Financial. Now, this will give Wachovia a foot in the door in California, signifies another sign of California's diminishing role as a major banking power. The architect of the GOP contract on America, or for America, Newt Gingrich, will be in town this morning, a health care conference. More from the Quake's John Rivers.
The consumer-directed health care conference and National Health Wellness and Prevention Congress opens its 2006 conference here in San Francisco today. Now, we only mention this mouthful of a name because a familiar name founded the group and will be here to deliver the keynote address. Newt Gingrich will be at the Hyatt Regency for the gathering at 8:30 this morning.
Quake weather, sunshine on our shoulders today. Patchy low clouds and fog all week in the morning, but perfect week pretty much on tap. Highs around 65, lows around 52. No rain, keeping it real with Will, and Willie continues. I'm Andy Jordan on 960 The Quake.
Comcast Digital Cable has hundreds of channels of the most requested programming with about 30 local channels and includes on-demand with thousands of shows and movies to watch whenever you want. Comcast is the leader in high-definition television offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into sports, movies, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV, watch one show while recording another. The DVR is inside the cable box, so no extra equipment is necessary. With Comcast high-speed internet, you'll get blazing fast connections and 100% pure broadband features such as click-and-play videos and web-based email. They've recently upgraded the upstream and downstream speeds for all of their customers at no extra cost. Now you can enjoy even quicker uploads and downloads of photo, video, and music files. Call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net. Cable and internet, Comcast.net.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down? And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-440-7572. That's 1-800-440-7572. 1-800-440-7572.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-522-6121. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-522-6121. That's 1-800-522-6121.
Business leaders need help with tapping great talent, restructuring, or retraining your staff? Don't miss the Life After the Layoff business and networking event May 11th from 5:30 to 7:30. Network with business leaders and receive a valuable employment business toolkit. Call now at 650-802-6500 or lifeafterthelayoff.org.
The entire Republican Party just got arrested for grand larceny. Is that going to be a problem for you in the midterms?
Not at all. We are the party of ideas and ethics.
Mr. President, every member of the Republican Party just left town without paying their rent or their child support.
Now we're the party of personal responsibility.
Mr. President, the entire Republican Party just got in a car accident. Comment.
We are the party of properly using a turn signal.
Randy Rhodes, afternoons 3 to 7 on 960 The Quaker.
And on Friday, I stood up and said, I don't appreciate the speculation about Don Rumsfeld. He's doing a fine job. I strongly support him.
But what do you say to critics who believe that you're ignoring the advice of retired generals, military commanders, who say that there needs to be a change?
Yes, he is the decider. 7:38, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. And we're joined on this Monday morning by Rose Aguilar, who is a radio reporter and has become our own investigative reporter here on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. And I'm Paul Wells. Welcome back to the show, Rose.
Thanks.
We're talking about Bush's veto loophole.
Well, just hearing that I'm the decider, I wish that when he said, if this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier just so long as I'm the dictator. Remember when he said that back in 2000? It got a little bit of attention, but not half as much as this decider comment.
That was before he was elected.
Right. It was sort of right when he was transitioning into the White House.
Uh-huh. President-elect.
Yeah. Didn't get much attention at all. But
it'd be a lot easier if you were retired.
It'd be a lot easier considering the guy disobeyed 750 laws. This Chronicle article, if you get a chance, check this out. It's called Executive Authority. Now, when you were talking earlier, Willie, about Arlen Specter, who likes to really talk but doesn't really do much. Well, in this piece, like you said, hardly anyone has commented on the fact that Bush has pretty much evaded 750 laws. But Specter says that he's going to hold a hearing on the topic in June.
The great fear that the Republicans have in the forthcoming election next November, or this coming November, is that Democrats will win. And if Democrats win control of either house, subpoenas almost instantly will be issued.
A hailstorm.
Oh, no question. They don't wish to be subpoenaed and have to discuss each of these things. In particular, it would be interesting to see who in the White House would have given Bush this clever bit of advice, because virtually no other president has ever executed this way. Most would simply either go back and say to the Congress, why don't we negotiate a method by which this law can be implemented, or why don't you just try to override my veto, because that's what I'm doing. Not this guy. No need to veto if you don't intend to obey. You just do the law as you wish it to be done.
Well, and it's in this Chronicle story, it sort of sounds like Politics 101. It says, civic textbooks say presidents have two choices when Congress passes a bill that's not completely to their liking. They can sign it or they can veto it. And that's it. But Bush has decided to disobey it. And in this Boston Globe
piece, he adds little post-it notes to
it. Yeah, exactly.
Yes. No, not this part, though.
Yeah. And that little head.
Not for me.
In this Boston Globe piece, they quote a guy, Christopher Kelly, who's a professor at Miami University in Ohio. And he took a strong look at who has disobeyed laws in the past. And he says that Reagan issued 71 of what they call these signing statements, where they reinterpret the law when they sign them. And then W's father wrote 146 and Clinton 105. So when you compare that to Bush, which is 705... That's huge.
He's made 705 signing statements?
Yes.
How many bills has he signed?
Probably 705.
Well, you know, Republicans like small government. I mean, that's what's so amazing about this, is you would think that Arlen Specter, who claims to be a moderate Republican, who still values, you know, what Republicans used to value in the old days, would stand up and say something. But this piece is really telling. This Chronicle piece is about five pages. got hardly any quotes from politicians at all. It's mostly political science professors who are saying this is outrageous.
And it doesn't mention Barry Bonds and steroids. A rare thing for the Chronicle to be able to print anything without those two being in.
Yeah, it's a pretty good piece.
It is a good piece.
The other thing that's interesting is there's this website called Capitol Hill Blue, and what they do is they print stories that nobody else will touch. Because they're afraid that, you know, it's a little too controversial. Well, on December 9th, this reporter, Doug Thompson, was writing a piece about Republicans who met with Bush to discuss wiretapping. And they basically said, you know, Mr. President, I think you're going a little too far here. And he quoted three people who said Bush called the Constitution, quote, a goddamn piece of paper.
Could you repeat that for the Quake listeners that just went, what happened? Kind of like driving, listening to that.
Can you say that on the radio?
I think we can.
Who was there and who said this?
Because it's a quote from the president.
Yeah, right. It's Capitol Hill Blue. And this reporter, Doug Thompson, met with a number of Republicans who had a meeting with Bush about wiretapping. And they basically said, you're going too far here. You're basically breaking the law. Look at the Constitution. And Bush called the Constitution, quote, a goddamn piece of paper.
And
again, that got no coverage.
Okay, but you know, he absolutely means that. He believes that. Yep. His conduct has reflected that. There is no need for consultation, no need for oversight, no need for anything except he, Rummy, and Dickie. Now the scooter's no longer around, getting together and doing whatever needs to be done.
Right. But you would think that our media would do a little more when it comes to covering this. Instead, it's just opinion pieces.
Why would you think that?
Well, okay, that's the idealistic side. But that's what should be happening. I mean, this is a huge story, and again, it's just,
in the true practice of the free press, there would be, but
right.
In the Bush administration, there is a managed press. And believe me, when you have the ownership of the news organizations in the hands of people who are basically Bushites, it shouldn't be a surprise that there would not be the critical review of this administration that you get of baseball.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's very true. And instead, we have to rely on citizens like that man, I forgot his name. He was at a town hall meeting and stood up and said, you should be ashamed of yourself, Mr. Bush. We have to rely on people like that.
Oh, he was a former CIA analyst?
No, this was a couple of months ago.
Oh, you're thinking about the one that did
last week. Yeah.
Yeah, that was Ray McGovern. But we have to rely on people like Ray McGovern to stand up and ask the questions that the media doesn't ask. And I know that, you know, you guys had a lot of things to say about Colbert, but that's the kind of thing. I mean, these a comedian, an ex-CIA guy.
We don't mention that name on this station.
Colbert?
We don't mention that name on this station. We took so much.
I heard about that.
And we still are. Did you read, read some of the stuff these people are saying? They're now becoming critics. We can't stand critics.
These are people who voted for Nader in 2000.
You're and making a joke.
Probably going to write his name in again in 2008.
Voted for him in 2004, too.
Well, yeah, check out the Chronicle piece. It's really, when you really read the whole thing and not just the first sentence, and you sort of, at first you say, 750 laws, and you just put your head down.
I don't understand how it was allowed to start with Meese trying to get Reagan to do it. I don't understand how he was able to do it in the first place. Just say, I'm signing this law, but I don't have to obey it because I disagree with portions of it. But see, Congress is so used to passing laws that don't affect them.
Right.
I mean, you think of all the laws. The AGA law doesn't affect them. They have a totally different pension plan than anybody else. Congress constantly passes laws that they are impervious to. So I think they don't see any problem with Bush doing it.
And half the time they don't even read the law that they're passing because it's so thick and full of legal speak. Like the Patriot Act is a great example.
What was it, 740 pages?
Something like that. And they passed it so soon after 9/11.
Nobody read it.
Well, but you keep in mind that everybody in the world is trying to be first in line for proving that they could protect your national security. 9/11 resurrected the career of Giuliani. He was dead in the water.
Oh, that's right, because he had dropped out of running against Hillary for the Senate.
Not only that, he had been ordered to move his mistress out of the Gracie Mansion and etc. He was dead. I mean, his career was over, done deal. And lo and behold, he ends up apparently reading the funniest to people after 9/11. And in New York, that's a big deal. he becomes America's mayor as a result of that. And now,
who did that? Was that Fiorello?
That's right.
Yeah,
LaGuardia. He was the man who did it. He was the reader, so to speak. But there is no question. This nation has a fascination with generated by fear, with the idea that you can secure them. And if you can secure them, you develop a considerable amount of flexibility in how you manage the power they give you.
Well, Friday night,
one to govern.
At the benefit at 142 Throckmorton for the Progressive Magazine, the editor, Matthew Rothschild, just kept talking about fear and schmear. And that's what they do, fear and smear.
Mm-hmm. Well, when I met a lot of...
Smear, not schmear.
a lot of Republicans in the so-called red states, fairly moderate Republicans, they basically said they voted for Bush because of 9/11 and fear. And, you know, in small-town Texas, we're just glad it hasn't happened here. I'm thinking, I don't think anything's going to happen in your small town in Texas.
As a matter of fact, if it did, they'd give it back.
That's right.
They'd restore it. It would not be long. Hayden, by the way, Bush said when he nominated him this morning that you could be comfortable that no 9/11 will go undetected on Hayden's watch. Still using the incidents of the two World Trade Center towers.
And I'm sure they'll use it in the upcoming election in November.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Especially if Karl Rove has anything to say about it.
You think. One of the persons connected with you are giving me your fist. That means it's time for us to start thinking that you got to get out of here, Paul. You need to go to the bathroom or something? Wrap it up, Willie Brown.
Hey, Rose Aguilar, thank you for joining us, lady. What do you got coming up?
Actually, I was going to say, you know, if we had more women in the media, maybe we would give more attention to this story. I'm going to be moderating a panel about women in the media and the lack of women in the media.
Oh, cool, cool.
This weekend at the Bay Area Business Women's Expo.
Where's that?
It's over in the East Bay. You can find information at babwnews.com. Just a quick statistic. This is really interesting. Out of the three main U.S. broadcast networks, 87% of the sound bites by the experts, you know, the guys who know so little about so much, they're provided by men. 87%.
Well, that 87% means of the population is men, isn't it?
Not last time I checked.
Oh.
And thank you, Rose Aguilar, for being here to balance things out. It's 7:49. It's a burst of durst in our next segment.
It's closer to 50-50.
51.
Progressive Talk Radio 960.
That's why it's only 25% in this broadcast.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Frega. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get an appointment with me, Mike Frega. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START, and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. Approval of credit, subject to prior sale, whatever.
Hello?
Honey, it's Roger.
Are you okay?
No, I'm stuck in a meeting. And Stevens Creek GMC is having a huge sale on 06 Yukon Denalis. $11,000 off retail, and we get $100 in gas for taking a test drive.
Oh, finally! The whole family in one car. You, me, Jimmy, Timmy, Sammy, Cindy, and Roger Jr.
And room for one more. It fits 8.
Not a chance, honey.
Yukon Denali XLs. On sale now at Stevens Creek GMC. On the web at trucksonthecreek.com.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactiv is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactiv prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into movies, sports, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV or watch one show while recording another. For more information on Comcast's great broadband products, including high-speed internet, call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net. Great television experiences are always ready for you with Comcast. With the convenience of on-demand, crystal-clear high-definition, and all the best movies, sports, and kid shows, it's Comcastic. Call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.net for more information. Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
Ed Schultz, now on afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m., back to keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
It's a burst of Durst, a daily commentary from Will Durst.
And it's 7:53, Will. It is your turn.
Thank you, Paul. Well, today I want to address the mood of the country. It's ugly. Think Mike Tyson with the measles. George Bush's presidency sinking lower than pregnant snake bellies at the bottom of a zinc mine, and they show no signs of stabilizing. His approval rating is in a death spiral, down to 33% and starting to invite Nixonian, if not Stalinistic, comparisons. And compared to Congress, he's killing. Three-quarters of the public and even 65% of conservatives do not approve of the job that Congress is doing. Republican congressional candidates are privately talking about a bombing raid on Iran as the only way to save their majority. So let's look at what's more popular these days than Congress. Athlete's foot on a centipede. Parisian waiters. Paris Hilton. Two flat tires on a mountain pass at night in the rain. Tabasco-soaked toilet paper. The script for Basic Instinct 3. Liver and onion milkshakes. Airborne salmonella. Hillary Clinton's presidential prospects. And the final thing, more popular than Congress at this point, is a Dick Cheney hunting party invitation. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is your burst of Durst for today.
What a top 10.
I think it was, yeah, it was 10 actually today.
Yeah, what 10. A top 10. Yeah. I started moving around the minute you started talking about Tabasco.
Tabasco-soaked toilet paper. Originally, I had hemorrhoid cream, but I figured that was a little tough for the morning.
Terrible for the morning.
To toilet paper. Yeah.
But those were good, great top 10, with the top being an invitation to Cheney hunting.
The old standby. Yes.
Whatever your loss for words, pull out Cheney. Always gets a reaction.
Cheney hunting party, yeah.
But it was a good listening.
He is in a death spiral.
And I clearly love the idea. I can envision this mountain road, middle of the night, in the rain, two flat tires.
Two flat tires. Yeah. Not one flat tire, because he could change flat. One flat tire, yeah.
No light to guard you or show you how to do it. Oh, yeah, Congress is, less popular.
And if this hooker thing goes through, Ed Rollins says as many as 15 current members of Congress could wind up indicted in Washington's latest sex, money, and power scandal.
Ed Rollins?
Ed Rollins.
The Washington strategist?
That's right. The man who came up with Morning in America for Reagan.
And who debated about 2 weeks ago at the Michael Milken Global Conference. He was my debate opponent.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes. And believe me.
Staunch Republican.
staunch Republican. He was a staffer when I became Speaker. He was Carol Hallett's chief of staff at the state capitol. He was also the Republican who got accused of trying to depress the black vote in Newark in one election many years ago.
Uh-huh.
It was around spreading money.
Before Sharp James.
That's right. So please, in the whole state of New Jersey, but particularly in Newark. But he was, you know, passed word. The election's not this Tuesday, it's next Tuesday. You know, the Tuesday after that. And for $100, I guarantee you should show up, and there's another $100 waiting when you do. It's not a bad arrangement. If he said that, it has some currency.
Yeah.
It does have some currency.
If we can find somebody to investigate it and ask the right questions.
Yes, yes. Bush's ratings, though, are right down there with Tony Blair's. Did you see where they're asking Tony Blair to tell him when he's leaving?
Step down, please?
No, they didn't say step down. They just give us the date. He's already said he's not going to run. He's not going to seek another term.
Well, he's run three terms. He's right. Won three terms.
Right.
And they can run as many times as they want over
which
there.
Which is a system I like. I am in love.
We'd still have Bill Clinton as president. Are you kidding?
One should always appreciate perfection and make it last for as long as it is humanly possible. There's not any reason whatsoever. No reason.
Well, Reagan would still be president. If you
No, he would not be. Reagan was, you know.
No, even though he's dead, he'd still be president. They would have found some way, you know, Disney animatronics would have come in and rebuilt him, and he'd be on a loop take saying, well, there you go again.
Isn't the original Disney guy still on ice someplace?
Walt Disney?
Yeah.
Cryogenically frozen.
That is correct.
Yeah, he's bunking with Ted Williams.
Disney on ice, soon at a rink near you. In our next segment, Democratic candidate for the 6th Assembly District, Jared Huffman, will be joining us. And he has been a senior attorney for the Natural Resources Defense Council and more on The Quake. Stay with us.
Face it, you've got less than perfect credit, which makes getting a new computer almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is too busy looking at your history, your credit history. At Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. That's right. We believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call Blue Hippo today, and before you know it, a brand new PC will be delivered right to your door. But hurry. For a limited time, we'll throw in a free, brand new 20-inch flat panel TV with built-in tuner and speakers. It's ultra-thin, so you can hang it on a wall. And we'll include a free color printer. It's all yours, free, when you call and order now. All credit is accepted, so you will not be turned down. Call 1-800-997-5507. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. Call 1-800-997-5507. That's 1-800-997-5507.
The voice of the progressive lives here.
Broadcasting in HD Digital. This is KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose, 960. The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. A new man to head the CIA. Correspondent Dick Giuliano reports the president this morning named Air Force General Michael Hayden to run the spy agency.
Jim, the president is turning to Deputy National Intelligence Director General Michael Hayden to lead CIA. The president declaring that Hayden is supremely qualified.
Mike knows our intelligence community from the ground up. He has been both a provider and a consumer of intelligence.
But there are critics already in Congress. House Intel Committee Republican Chair Peter Hoekstra says it's wrong to name a military officer to head CIA.
It sends the wrong signal. I'm not sure he can adapt. He is a distinguished guy, but he spent a career in the military.
Hayden also has supporters who see him as a seasoned and talented intelligence officer. Reporting live, Dick Giuliano, CNN Washington.
The Lundberg survey shows the average U.S. gas price at $2.95 a gallon, but survey publisher Trilby Lundberg thinks we may have seen a peak in prices, and now she thinks they could start coming down a bit.
The evidence is in the lower wholesale prices that distributors and dealers pay in most of the country. They're already down, and retail prices are down in some cities, Atlanta, Chicago, Cleveland, Houston, Omaha.
Currently, the highest gas prices in San Diego at $3.41 a gallon, lowest in Cheyenne, Wyoming at $2.61. A brush fire in New Smyrna Beach, Florida has grown to more than 1,000 acres. It's forced about 800 people to leave their homes. Volusia County authorities say the fire destroyed one home, damaged two others, and forced the closure of a section of Interstate 95. In South Africa, a judge has ruled that former Deputy President Jacob Zuma is...
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostick.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size. Her name was Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories and you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Here's the phone number, 1-800-422-1271. The phone number for Right Size Smoothies, 1-800-422-1271. 1-800-422-1271.
Mmm, the smell of garlic. And the sound. Listen to that garlic sizzling in the wok. Oh, nice. I can almost taste it. I love my job. I'm a chef at Panda Express. And I just can't get enough of all the smells, sounds, and sights of our Chinese kitchen. Right now, we're featuring our exciting garlic creations. Get into a Panda Express and experience them for yourself.
At the 2006 Wente Vineyards Concert Series, it's about more than just the music. Our wines go as well with your favorite artists as they do with a specially prepared menu. And the intimate setting among the hills and vineyards bring you so close to the stage, you can almost touch your favorite stars. Like Blues Traveler, Heart, Chris Isaak, and more. Click on the Wente logo in your online media player right now to order tickets. Or call 925-456-2424. That's 925-456-2424. Tickets also available at all Ticketmaster locations.
Business leaders, do you need help with tapping great talent, restructuring, or retraining your staff? Don't miss the Life After the Layoff business and networking event May 11th from 5:30 to 7:30. Enjoy food, prizes, and a valuable employment business toolkit. Most importantly, you'll be networking with Bay Area business leaders and locally elected officials. Space for this event is limited, so call now to reserve your seat at 650-802-6500 or go to lifeafterthelayoff.org. That's 650-802-6500 or log on to lifeafterthelayoff.org.
Thanks for listening to San Francisco's Progressive Talk.
Progressive Talk.
960 The Quake.
Here's a Quake traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
4 minutes now past 8 o'clock. This report brought to you by Weatherford BMW of Berkeley. Still major problems. Signal alert now, westbound 80 between Tennessee Street and Pinole Valley Road. Now, this is caused partially by an earlier accident that had the left lane blocked at Willow. Also affecting traffic is that ongoing lane closure because of the landslide 2 weeks ago at Pinole Valley Road. Elsewhere, Novato stop and go southbound 101 between Highway 37, Novato Boulevard, and Central San Rafael. And a bus versus a car southbound 280 right before Geneva Avenue in San Francisco has the right lane completely blocked. A lot of stop and go out there. Antioch Highway 4 westbound, stop and go in pockets from Hillcrest to Railroad. BMW, the ultimate driving machine, you bet. And at Weatherford BMW in Berkeley, no maintenance cost for 4 years or 50,000 miles, whichever comes first. Plus, incredible lease options available on the new BMW 2006 325 Series through BMW Financing Services. Visit WeatherfordBMW.com. I'm Andy Jordan. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues right now on 960 The Quake.
8:05 on this Monday morning. I'm Paul Wells here with Willie Brown and Will Durst. And in this hour, we will have Congressman Benny Thompson from Washington, D.C. on port security and FEMA. And right now joining us, a Democratic candidate for the 6th Assembly District, which is Sonoma and Marin, a gentleman who worked in civil rights as a lawyer and also a board president 3 times for the Marin Municipal Water District, and I want to welcome Jared Huffman to The Quake.
Good morning.
Morning, Mr. Huffman. Welcome to 960 AM The Quake. Keep it real with Will and Willie. That's us right here.
Great to be here.
Yeah.
You candidate for the State Assembly.
That's right.
District, say, what, 6 or 7?
6th District, Marin and Sonoma.
You are not on one of the ballots, so in one of the books. I saw some lawsuit that you were a part of.
Well, there was a snafu. The voter guide in Sonoma County did not initially include our 200-word candidate statement, and sometimes it's good to be a lawyer, because I had to actually go to court under the elections code and get the court to order them to include my statement. There had been a violation of the elections code by the Sonoma registrar, but we got that sorted out. We're in the voter guide in both counties.
So what they do, throw an addendum out or a new voter guide?
Well, they hadn't gone to print yet,
uh-huh.
So we caught it just in time.
So it wasn't a huge cost.
No, I don't think there was any extra cost. It was just dealing with a lot of bureaucracy.
How did you know that they didn't have your name in there?
I literally heard it through the grapevine one weekend, and you can imagine how shocked I was to hear
and
that.
And it's Sonoma and Napa, that's that
exactly.
Could actually happen.
No, pun intended.
And you see, that's what happens when you monitor everybody's telephone calls and emails and things like that. you can discover a significant
Michael Hayden gave him a heads up.
Yeah, Michael Hayden called him and said, you won't believe this, but you're not in the voter guide. That's at the print shop. And you went out and, of course, challenged. It was simply a snafu. That clerk didn't understand that if you filed in one county, that's all you needed to file in.
That's right. They had some different rules up in Sonoma that did not comply, or they were implementing a procedure that did not comply with the elections code, and we got it squared away.
Why do you think you should be elected to public office?
Well, for a lot of reasons, Mr. Mayor. First is I think we face some unprecedented challenges to our environment right now. And I think if ever there was a time that we needed a working environmentalist with actual experience and a record of tackling these tough issues, it's now because, and I hate to bring this up, term limits have taken away a lot of our great environmental leaders in the legislature.
You're preaching to the converted right here.
Term limits?
Yes. He's mentioning them in a pejorative manner.
Yes, yes, yes. So you are running on the basis that you're going to save the environment?
Well, without exaggeration, I think we need to step forward and work to save the planet. I have in front of me the Time magazine that many of us saw a few weeks back. The cover says, "Be worried, be very worried." This is our nation's leading periodical now telling us that there's no longer any debate about global warming. It's happening 3 to 4 times faster than we thought. And we've got about 10 years to do something about it.
Have you seen that movie that Al Gore is pushing?
I have not, but I really want to. I've heard
you heard about
it. Yeah.
You've seen his slide presentation, his PowerPoint presentation, actually.
Online, yes.
Just online?
Yeah.
You've never seen it in person?
No, I have not.
He's done it here 2 or 3 times, you know. He did it for World Environment Day here in San Francisco.
Right. Did you see it?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Of course. I'm a real environmentalist. Not that you aren't.
Whoa.
A long-time environmentalist. Is that better? Will Durst?
Yes, that's much better.
Is that much better?
Whoa.
It's amazing how folk race go, you're not an environmentalist. Who do you think appointed Byron Scheer? Who do you think put Charlie Warren in place? I mean, how do you not come off as being the beneficiary of people you appointed to do the job that they're in fact doing? It's amazing how environmentalists are strange. They separate. You must reaffirm your commitment to the dying species every hour of the day. Otherwise, you're not considered
part of the deal. Thank you for Byron Scheer. Thank you very much for Byron Scheer.
Wow, yeah, it's amazing. Don't need to thank me. I did that for me. I didn't do that just for you. I did that because that's a good thing to do. Alan Cerotti, conservatory, you know, all of those things, all those appointments, all those things, my many appointments to the Coastal Commission. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. But environmentalists, a lot of progressives, you know, if you don't re-up every hour.
What have you done for me lately?
That's right. Re-up every hour. They ought to talk to George Bush. That's what they should be talking to.
There's the bad guy.
Yes. Radio 960 the Quake.
We get cheered up in with us. He's a candidate, a Democratic candidate for the 6th.
But there's six of these people.
There are.
Running for that same seat that's being vacated by Joe Nation.
That's right.
Because he's running for... Congress. He's running against... Lynn Woolsey, right?
He's challenging Lynn Woolsey, right.
Yeah. Well, that's a...
I know, that's another...
That's a mountain too high.
Yeah, I hope
Isn't
so.
There a song called A Mountain Too High?
I like Lynn Woolsey.
Yeah.
You think she's doing a good job in your district? Of
She's wildly popular.
And that's not what I asked.
The guy's already a politician. She's wildly popular.
Okay, then. All right.
I think she's doing a lot of good things.
Guy'll do all right as the next director of the CIA. Did you consider taking that slot?
I've ruled that one out.
Why?
I'm going to stay focused on my assembly race, but we'll talk after June 6th.
Oh, I see. If I don't make it then, I'll be eligible for a different slot.
06, 06,
what are the 06. Other issues up there other than the environment? There's got to be something other
oh,
than
absolutely.
The environment.
Education is a huge priority for anyone who wants
Harry
to.
Harry Lozzoni formerly right. represented that district and That's became right. the symbol of education.
Indeed.
Vivian Brownswick represented that district.
That's right.
At one time.
How about widening 101?
That's transportation is another huge issue, and so we have on the table not only the Novato Narrows and widening 101, which is going to take a long time, but
well,
the
they keep voting it down up there. They keep getting the opportunity. They keep voting it down.
Well, we did finally approve a transit measure last year that's going to provide some money that'll help some of these problems.
And if these bond measures go through in November, that'll help.
That's right. But we have a rail proposal on the ballot this November for Marin and Sonoma. It's called the Smart Rail Project. And that could provide some relief through the Novato Narrows.
I know
well.
Nothing about this. What is it?
Well, there's an old right-of-way, an old railroad right-of-way right along 101 from Cloverdale all the way down to Larkspur. And for a long time, there's been a debate about should we reinitiate passenger rail service up through that corridor. And they have formed an entity called SMART, the Sonoma Marin Area Rapid Transit Authority. And it's going to put a rail measure on the ballot this November, a quarter-cent sales tax.
What about that two-lane road near Infinity Raceway?
Highway 37.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is a rail line out that way, too. And maybe some point in the future there's a chance to extend rail service out into the Sonoma Valley. That's been talked about, but that's not part of this package.
Oh, I see. All right.
So education and the environment, is there another E that you're worried about up there?
It's not an E, but health care reform, I would say, is an H. It's certainly up there.
E-H, yeah.
Yeah.
and what could you do?
Go ahead, Bill. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
That district is pretty, substantial. You don't have a lot of poor people in that district.
Well, you go into the Sonoma Valley and you'd be surprised. There are tremendous disparities in this district. Go to Marin City. Certainly, Marin is the most affluent county in the United States, but it is not without its own economically challenged communities.
How could it have a health care issue in that county?
Well, it's not so much
on that district.
Well, we do have uninsured and underinsured people in Marin County.
What's the what percentage of the population?
Not nearly as high. I mean, statewide we have 7 million uninsured. The real debate in this race is about what we do at the state level, and it has to do with the Sheila Kuehl bill, SB 840, that would bring out a single-payer system for the state of California.
So that's about 20% of California. What do you estimate up there?
In Marin County? I have not heard any statistics that I would go to the bank with. It's obviously not nearly as big a problem. In Sonoma, you're going to have a bigger problem because you've got more of a farm worker population, definitely some pockets of poverty.
Let me give you a recommendation. Mm-hmm. You have the Buck Foundation over there.
Yes.
Unlimited amount of money and almost, no great thing that's being done with it in regards to health care. Why don't you assume the responsibility? And maybe it can be replicated in other counties to get major foundations of that nature to undertake the responsibility to provide the resources to cover all of the uninsured people in that county.
Well, they have essentially done that for children in Marin. The combination of state and federal and local and foundation funds have covered every kid in Marin, as I understand it. The challenge that we're wrestling with here is the statewide challenge of getting 7 million people.
Okay, but keep in mind, sir, that you represent a district, and it seems to me if you had a plan for the district which you represent, maybe other districts could begin to do the same thing, and before you know it, 70 of the 80 districts would have some form of dedicated coverage. I'd love to hear other places say, hey, we're covering all of our children. Well, it's not just the children who need the assistance. But I think you'd have a strong base if you'd begin to advocate to solve the problem in your district where there are actual resources and that testamentary disposition that was made that provided and established the Buck Trust says it's got to be in Marin County.
Well, but not every county has a Buck Trust. Obviously.
I understand that. But if you would have the Buck Trust do it in that county, I, in another county, as an assembly member, may look around for what's comparable to the Buck Trust. And the results could be spectacular.
There are going to be some spectacular results for the 6th District and for the state as a whole if we implement single-payer health care as envisioned by Sheila Kuehl's SB 840. And it's that bigger picture of our entire economy and our entire state and hopefully what will eventually become a national
phenomenon. Does the Senate vote on this?
The Senate has already passed it. It's pending in the state assembly.
That's the trouble with the legislative process. 10 years from today, you'll still be discussing single-payer. And you'll still have the business of, I love the state, my district should benefit from what happens as a result of the state. Now to put my energy there. Jared, I think you aren't going to attract a whole lot of voters with that argument. Single payer is something that I carried when I was there, and that was 15 years ago, long time ago. Ken Mattie carried it. We put it together. A Republican senator, we put it all together. Steve Thompson was the architect. I'm telling you, this business of doing public service begins with that which is possible that's in your hands.
Well, and let me just say, though, we've never had it pass a house of the legislature, and today it has. So we have some unique stuff going on, I would say, with single payer today. And we also, I think, have a unique alignment of the business community on this issue. You know, the Canadians were just debating whether to reauthorize their national health plan. And there were two interesting witnesses that testified in favor of reauthorizing their single-payer model, Ford and General Motors. And so I think today in our global economy, as American companies are trying to compete against companies from nations that don't require employers to pick up health care, I think single-payer is beginning to gather critical mass in the business community. That's what's going to, I think, fundamentally change.
I admire your interest in the universe, but I'd be far more impressed if it was specialized in the 6th District.
Oh, it's both. We're going to walk and chew gum in this race. We're going to take care of our home base, and we're going to take care of the state.
You're hearing from Jared Huffman. No relationship to the woman who was nominated for an Academy Award for the movie production, and not any place close to Seymour Huffman.
Well, we don't know that. You haven't asked him.
Huh?
You haven't asked him.
Well, I checked it. I Googled it.
Oh, all right.
And she didn't claim it. He may have.
What's her first name? I keep forgetting.
Felicita.
Ah, that's
Felicita.
Right. And are you any relation?
Not that I'm aware. Yeah, I wish I could claim that.
Yeah. Oscar nominee. Oscar winning, actually.
That's right. Yeah. Desperate Housewives. Yeah.
And you know that Philip Seymour Hoffman is the bad guy in Mission Impossible 3.
No. Yeah.
You saw it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We'll talk about that later.
He lost his shoes. When the truck hit him.
Tell us about your district. Tell us who lives there. I mean, you were talking earlier about the disparity. Who lives in Marin and Sonoma, and why are you there?
Well, I'm there because I think it's the most beautiful place on earth. I mean, I was drawn there for the same reason that many people have been drawn there, and it's an incredibly yes, it's affluent, certainly. But it's also an incredibly talented place. And so over the years, you've had Marin County in particular serving up some of the greatest environmental leaders our state's ever had, people like Peter Baer and Huey Johnson, Ike Livermore, folks like that, that have really left a legacy. It's a big part of why I'm running. Obviously, I care about lots of issues, but I feel like the environmental challenge from global warming down to the Bay Delta in crisis and so many other things really cries out for a new wave of environmental leadership.
And you can drive a stake into the ground from that area.
Absolutely. And I'm fortunate to have 100% of the environmental groups supporting me from the Sierra Club on down. And even at the national level, folks like Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Jared Huffman, 6th District candidate for the Assembly, State Assembly here
and
in California.
I checked the documents you have here. There's no place you list anything having to do with housing. And I don't see the environmentalists listing housing as an issue.
Oh, but
or
it is.
Do you have any need or any reason to be involved in the housing issue? And if so,
yes.
In that area, what is it?
It's really an acute need for workforce and affordable housing in a place like Marin County and Sonoma County, too. The way I see the interests of the environmental movement going forward and the housing need aligning very closely is that what we need to do is smart growth, infill, refill development, transit-oriented high-density development. That's going to provide the kind of housing that will meet the needs for our workforce And so I actually see a great synergy between those two issues.
JaredHuffman.com is where people can go. That's J-A-R-E-D, Huffman, H-U-F-F-M-A-N.com. And Jared, good luck in your 6th Assembly District race. And thank you for your work with the National Resources Defense Council.
Thank you very much.
You've done a great job.
Thank you, Joe.
821, we're keeping it real with Will and Willie, Progressive Talk Radio. Alrighty, on 960 The Quake.
Comcast Digital Cable has hundreds of channels of the most requested programming with about 30 local channels and includes On Demand with thousands of shows and movies to watch whenever you want. Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into sports, movies, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV, watch one show while recording another. The DVR is inside the cable box, so no extra equipment is necessary. With Comcast high-speed internet, you'll get blazing fast connections and 100% pure broadband features such as click-and-play videos and web-based email. They've recently upgraded the upstream and downstream speeds for all of their customers at no extra cost. Now you can enjoy even quicker uploads and downloads of photo, video, and music files. Call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net. Cable and internet, Comcast.net.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down? And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-440-7572. That's 1-800-440-7572. 1-800-440-7572.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Business leaders, need help with tapping great talent, restructuring, or retraining your staff? Don't miss the Life After the Layoff business and networking event May 11th from 5:30 to 7:30. Network with business leaders and receive a valuable employment business toolkit. Call now at 650-802-6500 or lifeafterthelayoff.org.
HD Radio. Free and clear.
Find out about HD Digital, the future of radio, on our website,
quakeradio.com.
Great progressive talk. That sounds great, too. 960 The Quake.
960
The Quake.
A24, and we're keeping it real with Will and Willie. And I'm Paul Wells, here with Willie Brown and Will Durst on this Monday morning. In the next segment, Congressman Benny Thompson, the ranking Democrat on the Homeland Security Committee, will be joining us. And this hour, we also have the What Would Willie Do? And what Willie just did was give Jared Huffman a civics lesson in running for an assembly district.
I love these guys who are into solving the problems in India and China. And forgetting the one in the public housing project in Marin City.
For my district in Fresno, I'm going to get rid of world hunger.
Yes.
Meanwhile, nationally, we have President Bush nominating a new head for our CIA, Lieutenant General Michael Hayden. Worked in the NSA for a number of years.
I like that name. Michael Hayden. Like that. Yeah, Michael Hayden. That's a cool name.
Especially when you throw general in front of him.
Yeah, that's like Jack Bauer.
Michael Hayden.
H A Y D E N. There was a guy named Tom Hayden that served in the legislature.
Oh, yes, there still is a man named Tom Hayden.
One of the Chicago Six. Chicago 6.
What, you didn't count Abby?
I think one of the guys, yeah. I used to really piss them off when I'd say that.
Ooh, Abby?
Or any of them. I'd always say Chicago 6. Yeah, wait, yeah. You have your mind? Chicago. How do you think it's, there were 7 of them? No, Chicago 6. Only Bob and Seal caught it. He was the only guy who would laugh like hell when I do it. But yes, he was a member of that. And you remember the name of the judge in that case?
No. No. Do you?
Paul, do you remember the name of the judge? No, he's not.
I was just thinking Michael Sirica, but that was a different trial, wasn't it?
No, wasn't it? Wasn't it Hoffman?
Oh.
Judge Hoffman.
Thank you!
That's right. Wow.
That's what we should ask the guy.
Instead of
are you a distant relative?
Wow. Poor Chicago 7. Of course. Hayden was the only one who actually...
Abby Hoffman.
Mm-hmm. Abby Hoffman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Jerry Rubin.
Guy went on to become...
Started with a D. Can't remember.
Feel like we're playing Trivial
Pursuit. Professor.
Yeah.
Name all 7 of the Chicago 7.
6. You love it. You know, can you see the emails now? And some woman sent an email in. She didn't like. Yeah, Willie Brown, you're bright enough to know that it's Hussens.
Hussens?
Yeah. Well, rather than hustling.
Oh, hustling.
She didn't like my use of the term. Okay.
You'll be hustling.
Go right ahead. You're on your own. But Tom Hayden went
Julius
on.
Julius Hoffman. Julius Hoffman.
You got it.
Abby Hoffman, Jerry Rubin, Dave Dellinger, Rennie Davis. Oh, I always forget it, Rennie Davis.
Yeah.
Tom Hayden, John Freund, Lee Weiner, and Bobby Seale.
That's what happens when you have relationships with computers.
That's 8.
You, yeah. No.
Wait a minute. That's 8.
Yes. See? Chicago 6, I'm right.
Wait a minute. That's 8.
Who'd they drop? But keep in mind that Tom Hayden went on to... marry well.
He married very well.
Married
as did Ted Turner.
Yeah. Yeah. He certainly married.
She had that.
He married above his pay grade.
Yes, he did. The Jane Fonda workout plan. I always describe the Peter Fonda workout plan. Lie down, be quiet,
and smoke. Be sure to smoke. He went on to become a member of the assembly. He became, you know, one of the guys that, one of the environmentalists that we designate. He became a state senator, ran for mayor of Los Angeles, and lost. Ran for U.S. senator against who?
Boxer.
That's right. No, not
no.
Boxer.
No.
He ran against the son of the fighter, Tony.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah.
I was guessing.
When Tony was running, they said, oh, there was a guy named Frank Mekowitz who was connected with McGovern, and he always, you know, thought highly of me, but he had no reference to my history. And when they said, John is running, oh, no, you can't. You got to have somebody like Willie Brown run against him. Said, what do you mean? So, well, it's a lightweight son of a former heavyweight champion and a heavyweight son of a lightweight champion.
Oh, that's very funny.
Isn't that a great
one? Oh, man, that's a closed caption right there.
Heavyweight champion Gene Tunney versus, you know, Willie Brown's dad. Not bad. It was a great line, though. Except I was never the son of a
boxer. Not that one.
No. I was the son of a lover.
Since we're talking about sons and we're going to check out the news, weather, and traffic in a sec, it's a good time to segue into something that we're doing here at the Quake. And you go to quakeradio.com and click on contests to get something for your mom. Mother's Day is coming up this Sunday. And so you tell us about your mom in 960 words or a heck of a lot less. You don't have to write that much. Just write something about your mom and then she could win Progressive Pampering, which is Mother's Day week. weekend right here at the Hotel Vitale, a weekend stay, a Friday and Saturday night, this Friday and Saturday night right here at Mission Embarcadero with a spa treatment, flowers, dinner for two, a cruise on the bay, and more. And again, for details and rules.
At a very good restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Details and rules, go to quakeradio.com and click on contest.
Can we enter?
Nope, you have to remember your mom in another way. You are not eligible. You're here on the air. Will Durst and Willie Brown, and I'm Paul Wells, now in for John Scott. We got Andy Jordan with the news, weather, and traffic on 960 The Quake.
8:31, we head to the Crown 4 Traffic Center. Crown 4, home of the 9 o'clock news. This report brought to you by Table for Six. It's going to be very slow. Westbound 80 between Tennessee Street and Pinole Valley Road still as we work our way through rush hour. That early morning signal alert accident had the left lane blocked at Willow. But also affecting traffic is that ongoing lane closure because of the landslide there at Pinole Valley Road. Stop-and-go traffic westbound 92 between the San Mateo Bridge Toll Plaza and the flat section because of a stall and an accident going on down there. Up in Marin, southbound 101 between Novato Boulevard and Central San Rafael, you're going to find it slow-and-go as well. Metering lights are on upper deck of the Bay Bridge. Tolls backed up past 880, sluggish from Treasure Island into the city. All BART trains are on time. Call Table for Six. Total adventures today. And meet someone amazing this weekend. No one matches more friendly, good-looking singles than Table for Six. Find your happiness this weekend. Call today or visit tableforsix.com. It's your life. Live it. Here's what's going on in the Bay Area. One of the West Coast's last remaining independent banks looks to be getting swallowed up by another huge bank. Yep, it's another David Eats Goliath story, and this time it involves the Oakland-based Golden West. Chronicle reports Charlotte, North Carolina-based Wachovia is close to sealing a $25 billion cash and stock deal to acquire Golden West, which operates branches under the World Savings Bank brand. Wachovia is the fourth largest bank in the country, though most of its business is in the South and East. This will give Wachovia a foot in the door of California, signifies another sign of California's diminishing role as a major banking power. Big bucks for big worries. Some homeowners in San Anselmo and Marin have had enough with water and flooding after a winter of wet weather. They're paying between $150,000 to $500,000 to jack their houses up 3 to 5 feet so they don't have to worry about damage from a flooding Corte Madera Creek. It'll take about 6 months to finish up all the work. Apple Computer has been given the go-ahead to use the Apple logo on its iTunes music store. A judge today rejected a lawsuit filed by AppleCorp, the guardian of the Beatles' commercial interest. The suit claimed each side agreed not to enter the other's field of business. AppleCorp says it will appeal. All right, Quake weather, sunshine today. You're going to see some patchy fog in the morning all this week, but otherwise, a picture-perfect week on tap. That's how it looks right now. Highs around 65, lows of 52. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. I'm Andy Jordan on 960 The Quake.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-522-6121. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-522-6121. That's 1-800-522-6121.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Carlins, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Frega. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get an appointment with me, Mike Frega. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START, and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. Approval of credit, subject to prior sale. Whatever.
Searching for your dream home? Go to quakeradio.com, keyword real estate, to find some of the Bay Area's top real estate professionals like Century 21, Crystal Estates, Pacific Union, and many, many more. The best way to start your search is with keywords on quakeradio.com.
Hello?
Honey, it's Roger.
Are you okay?
No, I'm stuck in a meeting. And Stevens Creek GMC is having a huge sale on 06 Yukon Denalis. $11,000 off retail, and we get $100 in gas for taking a test drive.
Oh, finally! The whole family in one car. You, me, Jimmy, Timmy, Sammy, Cindy, and Roger Jr.
And room for one more. It fits eight.
Not a chance, honey.
Yukon Denali XLs. On sale now at Stevens Creek GMC. On the web at trucksonthecreek.com.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
Support of Progressive Talk matters. Thanks from 960 The Quake.
On this Monday morning, May 8th, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. Good morning, I'm Paul Wells here with Willie Brown and Will Durst. We'll be joined shortly by the Homeland Security leading Democrat on that committee, Representative Benny Thompson on port security measures and FEMA. We also have your emails by going to quakeradio.com, the Contact Us button, clicking Email Will and Willie, and of course, you can join in the conversation anytime at 866-960-5753. That's 866-960-5753.
And in the last segment of this hour, we'll have What Will Willie Do?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And Big Ed Schultz joins us a little bit later at the beginning of the 9 o'clock hour. This is an email I'm puzzled by, Mr. Brown. This is from Mike Larson, who's a political comic and television writer. He says, Willie saw me at a Jackie Spear fundraiser last month. Durst has known me for a long time. I'll be in San Francisco a few days before Memorial Day weekend, and he claims that word is that, Willie, you're using one of his jokes on the road.
I'm using one of his jokes.
Using one of his jokes.
No, I gave him credit for it. Well, sure, remember I said to Mike Larson, told the story about H.L. Mencken saying, hey, you know, he thinks that the lowest form of life in the world is a politician. That's the lowest form of life. And then Mike Larson says, but then again, talk show radio hadn't been... Isn't that a hell of a way to reference you?
That's a great joke.
Remember, I gave him credit for it. Unlike that 19-year-old from Harvard who gets paid $500,000 for copying other people's material.
Did she have to get the money back?
No. Why should she have to give the money back?
They're pulling the book.
Oh, yeah, they pull the book. They'll have to sue her to get the money back. She delivered the product. They approved the product. They signed off on the product. Keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Democrats and others, especially the Republicans, since they control the House, have signed off on a port security measure, and that's one of the things we'll address right now. Congressman Benny Thompson joins us from Washington, D.C. Good morning. You're on The Quake with Will and Willie.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Hi, Benny. Willie Brown here.
Doing well. Doing well. How are you, brother?
I'm in good shape. I'm in good shape. I see that things are cooking with you guys on the Homeland Security front, particularly with reference to national disasters.
Well, you know, we're doing our best to try to get Republicans in line, but you know, it's a tough job, never-ending job, and at the end of the day, there are still some real vulnerabilities still left out there.
What was that vote last week to re-up on the package in your comments that you made as you cast your vote?
Well, as you know, we debated the Safe Ports Act, which was a start in the right direction. The question is, why should we piecemeal this port security issue? It's a real problem. You know, we could get some bad stuff brought into our ports that could really shut them down. We know that. Then my position is, why are we not doing those things that would keep us safe? Now, my biggest concern is that we've not put together a system to give us 100% screening of container cargo that comes into all of our ports. That means that somebody could put a dirty bomb in a container that we not pick up, that ultimately could come to San Francisco, Oakland port, could come to L.A. Long Beach port, Houston, New Orleans, wherever, and really cause a major catastrophe. Our position is, if we know this and we only screening about 5% of the cargo, why don't we do what the public expect us to do?
Is there available the appropriate technology to allow you to go beyond the 5% financially and effectively?
Well, there's no question about it. What we look at is at the port of Hong Kong. There's technology being used at that very port right now that properly installed in other ports around the world and read in terms of the imaging that comes from it would be substantial enough benefit that we would know what's in it. We could put a seal on the container that could tell us if and when it was tampered with, and if that tamper notice went to Border Patrol, and then we hold that container offshore until we could get it inspected. Very simple, not going to cost a lot, but our Republican leadership here in Washington really caved in to the business community who didn't want it to happen.
Why would the business community not want it to happen, Congressman?
Well, they came with the argument that it would slow commerce down, that they were concerned about it. But, you know, we are putting citizens of the United States at risk. We know that. We have, as you know, some of the smartest folk on earth right here in America. We have technology that's available as we speak that could be utilized in this whole effort. But they have just decided that whatever the business community wants, good, bad, or indifferent, they will follow in lockstep toward it, whether it makes us safe or not. And in this instance, we're no safer.
Can you identify these persons who are so-called the business community? Are they the big shippers? Are they the people who are making materials in other nations and having them shipped here?
Well, that's it. Most of this cargo that we're talking about inspecting is made in foreign countries. We want it inspected where it's made. The Retail Federation of America, which is made up of the Walmarts, the Targets, and other people of the world, have just decided that they don't want this to happen. So what we tried to do as Democrats on the committee to say, look, within 3 to 5 years, we will have 100% cargo screening. That's reasonable. That didn't say tomorrow. That said within 3 to 5 years. So whatever technology is there within that period of time, we can perfect it so that it can give us what we need. It won't slow commerce down. We're talking about somewhere between 8 to 10 seconds to do this screening of each container. So we're not talking about a long period of time, but
that's not going to delay much of anything.
No. So, you know, it was really a smokescreen, and unfortunately, the Republicans in Congress fell for it.
And they do this in Hong Kong, don't they?
Absolutely. Right now, we've had members of Congress, Democrats, Republicans, senators, representatives to go there, and they've seen the technology. They know it works. But yet and still, they refuse to make that a requirement, which would put somewhere between $35 to $55 per container to do. Chump change, you know?
We're speaking to Congressman Benny Thompson, who's talking to us about the latest security bill and a possible bill to come out of Congress here on 960 AM The Quake. Isn't this the administration that has based everything on security and how things have changed since 9/11?
Well, you know, they talk tough. They talk security. But when it comes time to putting the money where the tough talk is, they fail the course. And so what we have to do is just continue to try to get them to do what we know is in the best interest of this country. But I'll give you a couple of other examples we tried to do. We don't have enough personnel to go around to really help with the screening. I tried to get an amendment passed that would add more people to that process and was shot down for the simple reason they said it would cost too much to train them.
The Republican majority, and you will obviously have an opportunity to change that come this November.
Well, and, we do.
Following,
we work hard at it. That's why we get Republicans on the record voting against those things that we know are in the interest of this country. You know, they have a bad habit of voting one way in Washington and then going out into their respective districts and blame the Democrats. And we said, wait a minute, you're in charge of the House, you're in charge of the Senate, you have the White House, and you're going to blame Democrats as a reason for which we are not any safer? So, you know, we believe the public is catching up to this ruse being put on them by the Republicans. I'm excited about what's happening in the Duke Cunningham seat out in California. We had a wonderful victories in Ohio last week, and we've won every major special election that's come up in the last year and a half as Democrats. We believe the public finally is starting to understand who's the problem.
And if you are successful in November, on the agenda that was released by your leader, Nancy Pelosi, is there some provision that addresses the Homeland Security issue?
Well, no question about it. There are a couple of things we have to do. We have to make America safer. We have vulnerabilities with our ports. We have border security. That's a major issue in this country. Transportation security. We put a lot of money into airline security, but when we start looking at mass transportation and other modes of transportation, it pales in comparison. Right now, we spend about $9.60 per passenger on airlines and less than 1 cent on people that travel mass transit. 1 cent. So you understand, we have a long way to go. BART out in the Bay Area is a major people mover in that region. If for some reason a terrorist decided to do something bad on that, we are really putting those passengers at risk because we've not put enough resources there to do the planning necessary to prevent it from happening.
Congressman Benny Thompson, the ranking member of the Committee of Homeland Security from the Democratic side, we always appreciate your joining us here on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie, and hopefully we'll get to what you're working on with FEMA and keeping that going in another segment.
Well, and you can't change the name and keep doing what you're doing and call it a fix.
All right, Vinny. Precisely. Nice to talk to you.
All right. Take
All right. Take it easy.
Live from Washington, D.C., right there. Our next segment, What Would Willie Do? And then we come to the top of the hour, be joined by Big Ed Schultz, who's on the here 1 to 4. And right now, keeping it real on Progressive Talk Radio, 960 The Quake.
And so, in my speech to the nation, whatever you want to call it, speech to the nation, I asked Americans to give 4,000 hours over the rest of your life of service to America.
Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into movies, sports, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV or watch one show while recording another. For more information on Comcast's great broadband products, including high-speed internet, call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net. Great television experiences are always ready for you with Comcast. With the convenience of on-demand, crystal-clear high-definition, and all the best movies, sports, and kid shows, it's Comcastic. Call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.net for more information. Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beauty Rest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
Face it, you've got less than perfect credit, which makes getting a new computer almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is too busy looking at your history, your credit history. At Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. That's right, we believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call Blue Hippo today, and before you know it, a brand new PC will be delivered right to your door. But hurry. For a limited time, we'll throw in a free, brand new 20-inch flat panel TV with built-in tuner and speakers. It's ultra-thin, so you can hang it on a wall. And we'll include a free color printer. It's all yours, free, when you call and order now. All credit is accepted, so you will not be turned down. Call 1-800-997-5507. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. Call 1-800-997-5507. That's 1-800-997-5507.
Mmm, the smell of garlic. And the sound. Listen to that garlic sizzling in the wok. Oh, nice. I can almost taste it. I love my job. I'm a chef at Panda Express. And I just can't get enough of all the smells, sounds, and sights of our Chinese kitchen. Right now, we're featuring our exciting garlic creations. Get into a Panda Express and experience them for yourself.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size. Her name is Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories and you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
You're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Here's the phone number, 1-800-422-1271. The phone number for Right Size Smoothies, 1-800-422-1271. 1-800-422-1271.
WWWD, What Would Willie Do? On 960 The Quake.
Right, wrong. My own beliefs are in my song.
We ask a question to the mayor right out of the news, and he gives us a spontaneous answer. Howard Dean, who is running the Democratic National Committee these days, was on ABC talking about a Democratic agenda for real change, ending the Republican culture of corruption, balancing budgets, failed leadership, Bush's pre-war intelligence use. What would Willie do to focus?
To focus the voters?
On the Democratic agenda.
Well, I think it was more than just Howard Dean yesterday. Nancy Pelosi was also on, and she was on Meet the Press, running a Democratic agenda. And Dianne Feinstein was on one of the stations. I don't recall which one, but she, too, was attempting to run the Democratic agenda. I think Democrats are under great risk this time around of having themselves become the issue rather than the Republicans. The Republicans at the moment are really the issue. They are the individuals who have been in place now for the last 10 years almost, in terms of legislative control, and they have obviously ruined the system. The Republicans have been in charge of the White House since 2000, and they've gone from an operation in which the country had a surplus to an operation in which the country has probably the largest deficit ever in the history of this country. And so the public, however, has shown a reluctance to believe Democrats when they run things out there like problem with health care, when they run things out there on the balanced budget side, when they run out there on the issue of wiretapping. The public has not embraced them. And in particular, the public has not embraced Democrats as eagerly as Democrats would like to think when they've talked about the culture of corruption. My advice to the Democrats is go real slow on saying what you would do and how you would do it. The public may not be ready to listen and make up their minds ultimately on embracing you or just not doing anything. At the moment, they are rejecting Republicans. Keep them rejecting Republicans by staying out of the way and let the Republicans fall on their own sword.
And it's 6 months to the November election, so there's a lot of time for different things to happen, and
plenty
that's what we'll really do today.
And you will be able to answer the question individually and by district. Like I told that young man, it makes a lot more sense for that lady in San Diego to answer the question about what she would do than what Nancy in San Francisco would do.
And in the next segment, we get Big Ed Schultz, who's on the air here at Progressive Talk Radio 960 The Quake. He will join us. He's on the air from 1 to 4, and every Monday we check in, and we've got lots of things on our minds. The Hayden nomination, what might be a scandal in Congress involving hookers. We'll get it all here on 960 The Quake.
At the 2006 Wente Vineyards Concert Series, it's about more than just the music. Our wines go as well with your favorite artists as they do with a specially prepared menu. And the intimate setting among the hills and vineyards bring you so close to the stage, you can almost touch your favorite stars. Like Blues Traveler, Heart, Chris Isaak, and more. Click on the Wente logo in your online media player right now to order tickets. Or call 925-456-2424. That's 925-456-2424. Tickets also available at